This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome in to WEEI Afternoons on this Tuesday afternoon. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. And let's just quickly get out of the way my appreciation for a portion of Rafael Devers' comments from yesterday. My appreciative part is the simplicity of it. In a sports world where sometimes we hear long-winded word salad answers and then re-listen and re-read it to try to figure out what exactly the individual said, I appreciate the fact that when Rafi Devers was asked about playing a position other than third base, playing DH, he said very simply,
no, no,
no.
Thank you.
No.
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 I love that. Now we can get to the rest of it, which I hate and I despise, and I'll probably be ranting and raving and bitching about for the next, I don't know, couple hours here for Rafi Devers, who somehow, the $300 million player who was asked to make his team better by actually doing less work and taking on a role that might benefit him individually and improve his statistics and standings in the world of baseball, somehow thinks he's above the DH position. He's better than David Ortiz somehow, that it's beneath him to be asked to put his glove away and just hit a baseball. Nick Fitzy Stevens, I know you were on yesterday, hardest working man on this show. Ted and I were off. You were working your ass off. Dan Ball, also very hardworking, stepping into the seat in the microphone. Did this piss you off as much as it pissed me off? Because this, to me, is why people hate professional athletes, is why people get pissy about sports and all those things. This Devers situation, I was happy for 2 days. You ask me why I am the way I am, Nick. Last week, I was giddy about the Boston Red Sox. Giddy! Looking forward to baseball season. And then Devers has to sit down and talk about his role.
You know, actually, I'm going to go even further. Not only did it piss me off yesterday, it pisses me off even more today. Absolutely chaps my ass, hair right across the red eye. And I'll tell you, I feel like he's ruined everything. Because a couple days ago, when Bregmania was running wild all through Boston, New England, and Red Sox Nation, the vibes were immaculate. Hashtag good vibes only throughout all of Boston sports fandom. USA has an incredible win Saturday night in the Four Nations tournament against Canada. All of a sudden, the national pride is swelling. Holy smokes, the Patriots are going back to the playoffs. The Red Sox might go to the World Series. The Celtics are going to hang banner 19. And then with one simple little word, no, Rafi Devers has taken a steaming deuce right on top of all of it. Now, Charlie McAvoy's injured. People are panicking about the rematch with Canada on Thursday. We have controversy settling in, a big fat storm cloud over beautiful Fort Myers. Damn it, he ruined everything. This is why we can't have nice things, Hart. This is why we can't have nice things. Selfish, individually minded people like Rafi Devers.
So I actually asked Dan Ball for this audio. We struggled to find it because you'd be surprised. There's a lot of Bill Belichick audio out there all over the internet. But I know specifically along the lines, Bill Belichick defined leadership as doing what's best for the team, even if it's not best for you as the individual. That was his definition of leadership within his world of football. And that could be a special team or a start, whatever. Rafi Devers is proving yet again, he's not only not a leader, he's detrimental to the cause that is the 2025 Boston Red Sox. And who knows beyond where this rift goes, because clearly our guy, Alex Cora, who we'll talk to on Wednesdays throughout the season at Fenway Park, clearly our guy was annoyed yesterday, as he should be. There was an air of annoyance to him because, quite honestly, his job is to put the best baseball team on the field. And, you know, he so confidently said at the end of last season, this is the last time we're going to struggle. And he goes out and he sees his team acquire an ace. And he sees his team acquire a leader and a defensive player and a right-handed bat that he's been lusting for that can help his team. And then his best returning player, let me back up for a minute. Because I'm not sure he is the best returning player.
Who really is the best player? I mean, you and I opined on many a Saturday for ages on the Fitzy and Hart show. Who's the leader in Boston sports, and whose jersey would you buy on the Patriots or Red Sox? Do you really want a Devers jersey now? I can guarantee you they'll be on the discount rack if he keeps this crap up.
And if you base it on last year, I think Jaren Duran is your best
player. Every day and twice on Sunday, right? That's who I'd go for.
And I know he had...
$1 million, right on, Dan.
You know, I should probably be careful how I describe it. An unfortunate verbal mishap that may have hindered him.
Very diplomatic. Nicely done.
I would say an impassioned retort.
Yeah, which, you know, 30 or 40 years ago from Barney... Who was the guy that did the show, All in the Family?
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker would have been okay with it, but it's
a different
time.
You were thinking of Barney Gumble on The Simpsons.
Hey, how am I? Yes.
Those guys both might have been okay with it. But, yeah, Jaren Duran was a top 10 MVP player last year. He took his game to the next level. He was a lightning rod for the offense. So I would argue he's probably your best returning player if you just base it on last year. But it's supposed to be Devers because that's supposed to be what you'd expect from a $300 million contract for a team that couldn't sign Mookie Betts, couldn't keep Xander Bogaerts and all the various departures in recent years. They invested in Devers. He should be, he's the face, but he's not the spokesman because he doesn't really like to be the spokesman. Although he seems quite comfortable talking when it involves his job and his role and what he's going to do. The rest of the time, he just hides and lets other people talk, which could have been Bregman, but he's undercutting Bregman because don't you think Bregman on some level not only was brought in to be a fielder and a hitter and a baseball player, but also a leader and a guy that if this team is as good as we hope they are and starts to compete for division titles and playoff games, he can be the front man of that, the leader. Well, that's being undercut not only by Rafael Devers, but we're going to get to the audio. Now we have Tristan Casas chiming in.
Now, this guy can get right on board the what is it you do around here rocket and get sent right into outer space. And I'll tell you, Andy, if you were to post a poll to the old Hart Foundation X platform, WEEI Afternoons, wherever, and the options were, why do you think Alex Bregman was brought here? If it was like his bat, his glove, his leadership, all of the above?
Yeah.
The answer is all of the above.
Absolutely.
And I would say of the $40 million per year he's going to get for one, two, or three seasons in Red Sox Nation, I would say Alex Cora convinced Breslow, Henry et al. To up the value and pay an extra $5, $8, $10 million per year just to finally give him someone to step into the locker room and go, hey, listen up, you primitive screwheads. This is the way it gets done around here. That's just a line from Army of Darkness. Don't worry about it. And maybe then he holds up his bat and says, this is my boomstick. But yeah, that's exactly why he's here. And to have Devers and now subsequently Mr. Scream when you walk in Tampa, undercut the whole routine, get out of here.
So in one swift Monday, Rafi Devers, in my opinion, hurt his own ability to perform because I do firmly believe he'd be a better hitter if he didn't fumble and bumble his way around third base and hurt his shoulders and hurt knees and various things throughout the course of a season and just came to the plate four times a game, focused on hitting exit velocities that make people go, wow, I think he'd be a better offensive player. So he hindered himself. He hindered Alex Bregman's ability to get his feet under him both on the field and in the clubhouse because now Alex Bregman is probably stuck at second base because Pouty McPout Pout has to play third. That's where his position is, despite the fact
that your new name? You used to call Brady Sulky McSulk-Sulk, so now Devers is Pouty McPout Pout?
This is different. He's below Sulky. Sulky McSulk-Sulk at least was an elite, great player and competitor who I was taking a little pot shot at. This guy can't hold Tom Brady's jock, so he doesn't get to be Sulky McSulk-Sulk. He's way beneath him. Alex Bregman. So he's got to play second base. Well, he's a gold glove third baseman, so I'm assuming he'd be more comfortable at third base. He'll probably be fine at second because he's a good defensive player. And we know he notoriously gets off to slow starts at the plate, and we now suspect it's going to be harder for him to establish himself as a clubhouse leader when the two guys at the hot corner are saying, basically, shut the hell up and play where we tell you to play. Ignore the manager. Because Tristan Casas chimed in today on Rafi Devers' situation and where Rafi Devers should play. And let's just say even Jelani Tavai thinks this was dumb.
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. And he's done it for, you know, a really long time now. And I think he's only getting better at that position. I think his defense is getting better every single year. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it holds Rafi Devers. So I think he's got to play defense. It's going to keep him athletic, and he's going to hit because of, you know, him being at third base. He doesn't know any other position. He doesn't want to play any other position, and he's going to fight for it, even if it's with any of the younger guys, any new guy. I mean, I think he's the best third baseman in the league. I wouldn't take him. I wouldn't take anybody over him. So I think he should play third base. Yeah, so, I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah, I think.
I think you should shut the hell up. Who made you the manager or the general manager? You don't have a say in this, Casas. All you are is an overrated hitter who was hurt all of last year and does weird things in the field with no shoes on. You should shut your hole and know your role.
And sits in the outfield and suns his perineum and does all this other weird stuff and tells awkward stories about his dad, screams when he walks. Sure, he's a great hitter, but unless the Andy, honestly, unless this is, because I put nobody in the digital age of promos, works, influencers, etc. Unless this is a promo for the Netflix series, then this guy is out of his friggin' mind.
Or if he's just trolling, because he's that weird. He does things, I think, just to get a reaction. What was the, was it Celtics Pacers? And he was like Pacers in four, just to get a reaction.
Oh, I think it was the finals. It was the Mavericks series.
Oh, okay, Matt, whatever. He does and says things because he knows people will react, and he gets his rocks off with it. This could be that. This could also be him trying to defend his turf, because maybe he's like, wait a minute, they're not going to move him full time to DH. They could try to move him to first. And who wait a minute, I play first around here. I don't, it was just so dumb to say. This conversation could be had behind the scenes. The other thing is, did he take a pot shot?
Could have been an email. It's a classic case of this could have been an email.
This should not have been a public comment in a press conference. He also took a little shot, I think, at Rafi about basically staying in shape. He's like, you think he's chubby now? You DH him, dude's going to put on 40 pounds. Dude's going to be huge. And guess what? I also don't care. DHs can be fat. That's what they do. They hit the ball far. They jog around the bases. And he said he doesn't want to learn a new position. Correct me if I'm wrong. DH is not a new position.
No, he's been doing that for quite a long time, the hitting part of
the hitting
game.
Part. Yeah. All DH is hitting. I'm not asking you to learn anything. Actually, I'm asking you to unlearn the horrible third base you've played, leave the glove in the bag, give the glove to a kid walking down the street, tell him you're not going to need it anymore. So as much as Devers, I think, was dumb to say what he said yesterday and go public with his opinions on his own role with the team, showing
opinions,
that...
Opinions, please.
Yeah. Whatever the opposite of a team first player is, you got Rafi Devers lining up to play that role, and then Casas standing behind him. Somewhere, poor Alex Cora, who's in great shape. He's jogging. What'd he say? He was running 8:45s. He's feeling good. It's sunny
poor
out.
Alex
he's
Cora.
Got
Bregman. How about Alex Bregman, Andy? Like, the guy comes to town. Everyone's all excited. His jersey is selling. He changed the vibes. He turned everything around. John Henry is using $1,000 bills to light million-dollar cigars on Pizzuti's IG. And next thing you know, it's like, wait, I didn't do anything wrong. I literally just signed my contract and came here to do everything you guys asked me to do. And now all of a sudden, I have Meat Whistle and Ding Dong making me out to be the villain of Red Sox Nation.
Well, the good thing for him is he makes $40 million a year, so
that'll probably
ease some of the pain a little bit of this.
And maybe Casas also saw the comments from the guy that I want to be the first baseman of the future for the Boston Red Sox, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.,
yes,
who couldn't come to his agreement and deal with Toronto and now is likely to test the waters of free agency next year and test them real good down here at Fenway. And maybe Casas is like, well, I either need to further entrench myself in the hearts and minds of the players and fans, or I need to shoot my way out of town.
You think that's what he's trying to do? Shoot his way out of town? Be like, I'm just going to piss everybody off so they trade me? Does this make him more appealing to other teams in trade value? Oh, great. We got this young hitter who's weird in between games and now thinks he's the effing manager and gets to tell people in his organization where they should play on a weekly slash yearly basis. Tristan Casas' likability factor has gone down the crapper quite a bit over the last 10 months or so. He, for a while there, people loved him, right? Oh, he's going to hit oppo home runs. He's fun. He's Ted Williams. Oh, he's a little quirky, but he's our quirky kind of thing. He's big. You ever see him? Big old dude. Big hoss, as Rich Keefe would say over at first base. Now you're like, yeah, I've probably seen enough of him. We could probably move on for him. And again, this is 4 days after I was talking up an infield that I said, oh, this is a $100 million, 100 home run infield. This is a pretty good infield. One of the best infields in baseball. It's going to be fun. Well, the fun has been sucked out of this infield, not to mention the young guys. Casas also went on to say the young guys should stay where they are. This roster's fine without the young guys. They shouldn't start the year. No, no, no. Fitzy, you like the young guys. You said the young guys are part of the excitement. Oh, but wait. Oh, wait. If Bregman's playing second, that means Vaughn Grissom and Christian Campbell can't play second. So Pouty McPout Pout, portly Pouty McPout Pout over at third base over
Pouty
there.
Pouty McPort Pout.
Yeah. With his little pudgy belly and soft-looking me. Except he's not as likable as the little pill.
Hey, Raffy, have you ever tried Awaken 180? No. No.
Exactly. We don't want you at Awaken 180. It's not for your kind.
No, honestly,
you self-centered dink.
Andy, we were exchanging the pre-show emails and everything, and I was talking about how yesterday's show was great because everybody came together and was flexible, and there was great, as Hart likes to always say, EEA, energy, effort, and attitude. And it was not like, you do this and you do that, and these are your roles, and shut your hole. It was like a team effort. And this goes against all the principles we have as hosts, as men, as parents, as coaches, as fans of the game. Do what is in the best interest of the collective good to try to win. Not me first and everyone else get in line.
Yeah. No, this is against everything we thought they were putting together, a fun baseball team, a competitive baseball team, a versatile baseball team. Because isn't that one of Alex Cora's strengths as a manager? We've seen over the years, he can move people around. He can move people around in the pitching staff, in the infield. He's got all these guys. How do you think Raffaella feels? He plays everywhere. How about David Hamilton? You get all these guys that last year were like all over the diamond. And now you got the pudgy third baseman being like, nope, this is the only position I know. This is my position. You'd think if you had a specific position, you'd be better at it, right? He plays third base like Matt Patricia was the offensive coordinator. It's not terrible. In hindsight, you're like, the wheels didn't totally fall off, but it's not good. And you'd think that he should be an expert at third base. He's not. He's not good. So Tristan Casas said he should stay at third because Tristan Casas believes that Devers is the best third baseman in baseball. See, they actually
give
out...
Does he play with a blindfold on?
They actually give out an award. It's called a gold glove. And you know who actually won that? Damnedest thing. Alex Bregman, your new teammate, who was given an award that signifies he's the best defensive third baseman in baseball. A guy who's proven he is a great defensive player and a great team player. And I don't know, is willing to play second base if he has to, is willing to lead in any way he can, is willing to be everything that Devers isn't. You think Devers is mad that Alex Bregman's making more money than him on an average annual basis?
Oh.
You think there's a financial?
I haven't really considered this as well. Like, hey, how come I was supposed to be the franchise guy and I got the big deal and now he's getting more money? What has he done for you?
Right.
How many times has he punched his ticket to the postseason with Red Sox Nation? Like, well, he was somewhere else and you know what he was doing? Winning more games than losing, playing elite defense, and he actually has more rings than you.
And we know athletes are comparative with salaries. Like, there's a pecking order and money matters and all those things. We've talked about it with Ted on various times about how Bill knew that was an issue in the Patriots locker room, and they would try to, well, I mean, Brewski makes this. You think we're going to pay you more than Brewski? Brewski is the ultimate Patriots linebacker. I do wonder if Devers saw that and was like, oh, so not only does he make $40 million a year, but you're planning on giving him my position? And I think there could be a financial layer to this, which I think is stupid. Because Devers, you got a massive guaranteed contract. No matter what happens to you, whether they ask you to hit or field or play first base or sit down or cut you or ship you to Worcester and never play you in Boston again, you make $300 million. Generational wealth is literally guaranteed for your family. So I don't know why you'd be so upset for somebody to tell you, all you have to do is swing the bat now. All you have to do, swing the bat. We don't even need you to play. You won't get hurt. Nothing bad will happen. There'll be no errors. You won't have to make that face you make when you throw the ball away every time. Like, oh, I'll get him next time, Skip. No, you won't get him next time. You've been doing this for 7 years. You make a lot of errors. It's the reality. Anyway, This is where we're starting today. Rafi Devers, single-handedly, until he had a tag team partner named Tristan Casas, ruined the goodwill of Red Sox Nation. We were all excited. Bregman was here. Crochet. They're building something. Alex Cora is ready to win. They're going to compete. And then these jackals have to go out there and open their mouths down at spring training.
The Debbie Downer sketch from SNL's 50th on Sunday night, just starring a left-handed hitting third baseman that belongs at DH.
And you guys accused me of being the wet blanket for just pointing out that Alex Bregman went 25 games without hitting a home run to start last season. Well, I'm not even close to the wet blanket anymore. That's Rafael Devers and Tristan Casas. 617-779-7937. We see the phone lines loading up. I feel like there's going to be a lot of reaction and a lot of emotion today from Red Sox fans talking Rafael Devers, talking Tristan Casas, Alex Bregman. What the hell is Alex Cora going to do? What would you do? We'll get to my poll next. I can tell you what I'd do. I would take the old school football approach, but you can't do that in modern baseball. 617-779-7937. All things Rafael Devers here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. United States defenseman Charlie McAvoy will miss the Four Nations Faceoff Championship game. The Bruins said in a statement earlier today that McAvoy was admitted to Mass General Hospital on Monday to undergo testing related to an upper body injury. McAvoy sustained the injury during the Four Nations Faceoff and is currently being evaluated by the Bruins' head team physician. Team USA forwards Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk also missed the Sweden game last night. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Faceoff Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. On the heels of Rafael Devers' comments about playing third base, here's what manager Alex Cora said about that earlier today.
Guys have their ideas. They're proud, you know, and they say the things that they do, but then at the end, you know, like I said yesterday, it's not about Alex or Rafi or AC, right? It's about the Boston Red Sox.
Also, the Red Sox have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Adam Onavito on a minor league deal with an invite to spring training camp. And Rob Bradford of WEEI reports that Dylan Cease to the Red Sox is a long shot. The Sox also have no intention of including outfielder Willier Abreu in any such deal. The Celtics return to action on Thursday night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston returns from the All-Star break with three of their first four games being played on the road. And in NFL news, the Bengals will attempt to secure a trio of stars who need new deals. That's wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and defensive end Trey Hendrickson for the long term, according to ESPN. Sports Illustrated reported Monday, meanwhile, that Cincinnati planned to put the non-exclusive franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Blame Heim. Blame Heim. Just like Blame Canada from the old South Park movie. WEEI Afternoons here. Apparently, we're blaming Chaim Bloom for any communication issues with Rafi Devers or maybe promises that were made. I find it hard to believe that Chaim Bloom was dumb enough to promise Rafi Devers that he could play third base, what, in perpetuity, as long as he wanted to, until he stopped leading the league in errors? Like, what exactly was the time frame that was promised? But whatever, Rafi Devers clearly thinks that it's his third base position. The Red Sox think otherwise. The lines are loaded. I did want to read, Fitzy, real quick, a
tone poem you wrote?
No. It's a tweet that I got right at the start of the show, 28 minutes ago. So literally right at the start of the show.
28 minutes ago today.
This is from Robert L. Peters at Trail Cam Foodie. I don't know if you're familiar.
Love him.
Big fan.
Oh, man, he beat me to that handle by like a day.
So he tweets, at WEEI, take at Jumbo Heart off the radio and transfer him to cleaning toilets for 4 hours a day. He's a team player. So,
wow.
Are we saying the Red Sox essentially asked Rafi Devers to clean toilets instead of play third base? Is that the comparison here?
Yeah.
No.
Because what?
No.
No.
That is going to become one of my favorite sound bites.
No, that's going to be like last fall when we used to use the Gerard Mayo one. It's a good question, but I'm just not ready to answer it for you. Add that to the canon of great Boston sports replies that we use in readjusted context and perpetuity.
Also, with the Cora one, maybe we can marry him up and use them in similar segments, but I like the Cora, not great, when he said not great.
Not great.
Now we got, no.
Can you imagine this? No. Can you imagine if somebody came up to you? I'm not sure exactly how this would work contextually for all the various things you and I do personally and professionally. But in Rafi Devers' case, someone came up to him and said, hey, so one of the five most famous baseball players this century, let alone Red Sox of all time, he was this guy who used to play first. He really wasn't very good at it. Yeah. So what we did was we paid him a ton of money to be DH, and the man became a rock star, an icon, a living legend, and a Hall of Famer. How would you like that, Rafi?
No.
No. Errors? Are you some weird sadomasochist where you enjoy leading the league in errors? Oh, wait, is that because that's the only thing you lead the league in? Oh, cheap shot, Andy. Now.
But too also, early. Like, the guy's, like, banged up. He's got, like, shoulder
always.
And hip and knee. He's like a giant red WebMD chart, and the Red Sox are saying, like, let the super good fielding guy who's not as good a hitter as you, he'll do that. You hit, and all people will do is just give you standing ovations every time. And when you hit your next moonshot off Garrett Cole, people, they'll have bobblehead nights for you. But instead, no.
And I'm of the belief, and so I looked this up. Rich Keefe had a little pushback, and we're going to get to your phone calls in just 1 second. Little pushback. I said, Rafi Devers, if he went to full-time DH, I think could take a step toward the Baseball Hall of Fame. Because he's a good hitter right now while dealing with fielding and errors and injuries and shoulders and knees and all these things that pile up. You know, for example, last year he had 28 home runs. He was going to blow through 30 right up until he hurt his shoulders. So last year, if you don't play the field and you don't hit your shoulders, you blow through 30. Well, he's a guy that has, well, son of a bitch, he's got exactly 200 home runs entering the season.
Has he does?
Exactly 200 in his eight-year MLB career. But I would argue, if he didn't play the field, he'd have at least 240 by now. I'm going to say he'd have 40 more home runs over the course of the previous eight seasons if he didn't get dinged up. Think about, he's a good enough hitter because the one downside to DH is if you go in a slump, it can kind of suck because all you do is hit. So you just go back and sit and think about how much you suck until you hit again. Whatever.
I guess I'll just have to go and have another tomahawk ribeye
right.
for the game tonight. Oh, poor me.
I also don't think he'll have many slumps because generally his slumps, we hear about something physical. And usually the something right. physical comes from doing something else.
What's one of the things also, like one of the hallmarks, if just like stop and see with your mind's eye what Rafi Devers has done the last several years. And one of the things about his swing, in addition to the fact that he does have a significant torso, so there's obviously a lot of torque and power he generates, he swings out of his socks. He's such a fast swing. Catches up to almost anything. Anything physically that the field would do to deter him from being able to focus all that energy on the swing will now be mitigated, if not eliminated. Again, somebody presented the man with an absolutely 100% foolproof, positive, no-fail scenario, and he was like, eh.
No, not interested.
No.
I would give you the phone number right now, but there's no need. You either know it or you wouldn't get through anyway. You'd get a busy signal. Let's go to Eddie in the car to lead things off here on WEEI Afternoons. Eddie, what do you think of this Devers situation?
You know, I'm having a problem understanding who does it. This Tristan Casas, I don't know why he even opened his mouth, but where do these guys get off on thinking that they can dictate where they're going to play, where they're not going to play? Could you imagine if these guys were playing for Belichick and they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to play this. And it's like, how do they even think that this is okay and this is going to fly? If Devers doesn't adjust his attitude before spring training ends, he's gone. I don't care how good his bat is. You just can't act this way. You can't because it's going to turn into a cancer in the locker room.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. I don't know if you can get rid of him. I don't know a lot of $300 million players that are dumped in trades just before the Major League season starts. There's some dancing to do here by one guy, right? It's right. Alex Cora, right? He's got to dance. He's got to figure this out.
He's getting paid, but geez, the guy, like, just when he probably saw the Bregman, like, Bregman literally like inked the contract and like you probably saw the video over the weekend of like him hitting send on the tweet from the Red Sox, making it official, like all the good things that came with that. He probably had like his best night's sleep in years. And then the next day it's like, Mr. Cora. Yeah. What is it? It's about Rafi Devers. Oh no. I just started feeling good again.
Not great.
And now this.
Not great.
Yeah. How you feeling now, Alex? Not great.
There was 2 days there where he felt really good, right? Like he was just kind of living the life. Every emotions were good. And then Devers had to open his mouth. And it is interesting that Devers did not even attempt. Now, some people may say this is the language barrier situation or whatever, which I also find is funny. Did you notice that he understands all the questions? He answers them immediately. Well, what would you think if the team came to you and asked you to play DH? No, he didn't wait for the translation. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to consult with the translator. So he understands a bunch, but whatever. He did not even attempt to put on kid gloves here or be the good team player or say the right things or however you'd want to package it.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that is intentional? Like, what are they going to do to me? I'm Rafi Devers. I make $300 million a year. Like, why not even the attempt to be the good guy?
Cause I don't think he really cares. I really think like he feels like he's kind of impervious right now, that there's a metaphorical bulletproof nature to his contract. And also like I think he believes, honestly, don't forget, like, he didn't cede any ground when negotiating. He wanted like a 10-year or more deal. Mm-hmm. There was never any like, oh, I'll take a hometown discount. I'll do what's in the best interest of the team. And he got his, and good for him, because he pounced upon John Henry and the Red Sox at a time when the fans were carrying, you know, boiling oil and torches outside of Castle Henry. But now I think he truly believes that what was told to him by Heim Bloom or whoever else a couple of years ago, like, no, we want you to play third going forward. I think he thinks that's like part of the contract. This just in, it's not.
Do you think he has some sort of dysmorphia? Does he believe he's good at third?
He might. Well, Andy, how many times just...
he doesn't see the ball when it leave his hand not go to the first baseman? Like, he doesn't...
Right, surmising or supposing that he was actually able to scoop it up.
Oh, that's a whole separate issue.
But, like, you know, like, when enough celebrities have, like, enough enablers around them that just say, like, oh, no, you're the best. Like, no, the reviews on the show are great. The critics just don't understand you. Like, you can get to that point where you will literally believe anything. Anything.
Can you help me get to that point? Not for this show, because critic rave reviews. Critics are just clamoring to get more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy.
What about you cleaning the toilets?
I'll clean toilets. I mean, wait, do I have to clean the toilets here or just at my house for 4 hours?
No, I think it's in the place of work so that EEI can win a metaphorical championship.
I don't have to go wherever Wiggy goes. I guess I'll do it.
I don't think that would be fair, because there's other people that clean the toilets. I don't want to put them out of work. That wouldn't be fair.
Were you going to listen to Mingles and Fitzy from 2 to 6 on EEI Afternoon?
That's not fair. So I told you earlier, and we'll get back to the phone lines in just a second, I put the simple poll out today. Now, okay. I understand this is overly simplified, and I said, Red Sox fans, how would you handle the situation with Rafael Devers? And I said, let him play third base, make him DH, or trade him. And I know make him DH is probably simpler in a choice on a Twitter poll than it is to actually do, since he just said, no, I won't do it. And I don't know what happens when you get into a staring contest with him. But 53% of Red Sox fans say they would make him DH. It's obviously the leader. Then we have very tight 24% let him play third base. So one out of every four Red Sox fans would actually let him do what he wants, even though it's not in the best interest of the baseball team. And then 23% said they would trade him. That's not great that one in four Red Sox fans right now would trade a guy who's supposed to be their superstar best player, $300 million contract. That's a little bit of a barometer of how quickly the goodwill of last week has turned into they hate their player.
How quickly the tides will turn.
Oh, yeah.
Does that also tell you like how well, like how deep his roots of appreciation go into the soil of Red Sox Nation?
I just also think there's a lot of emotion, which is good. Right now, there's a lot of emotion. Good emotion, bad emotion. It was giddiness last week, as we could attest to here on the airwaves, has now turned into, oh, now I'm pissed as a Red Sox fan. You're going to ruin my season? I just got excited about this baseball team for the first time in 5 years, and our best player is going to undercut it. I think there's a roller coaster of emotion in Red Sox Nation right now. Let's get one more phone call in here. Chris has been waiting for a long time. He is in Florida, and he's invested in this baseball team. Chris, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Thanks for calling,
buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Great.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Listen, here, I got 2 points to make. Okay. First one is, I'm in Daytona Beach. That's about 4.5 hours from Fort Myers. So traveling to see, you know, the Sox during spring training is a little bit of a hike. Once they signed Bregman, I told my wife, I said, I am going to go to some spring training games. I am absolutely going to go do it because it's got me that fired up. The second thing I would throw out there is I'm going to give Cora some credit on this, and I think he is going to do what is right for the team to put the best product on the field. I think he's a smart guy. He is going to let Devers spend time at third base in spring training, and we're going to see how it goes. But if the final decision is Devers has to be somewhere else and Bregman is at third, I think Cora's going to do the right thing. And that's all I got, guys. Love the show. Keep it up.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you very much. Yeah, he is like, he kind of gave a little, I know we can get to this on the other side, Andy, but he kind of gave a little bit of a, hey, look at me. I'm still the captain now. Yesterday when asked about what he wanted to do about the situation and how he would handle it. I think he is, of all the people, that's the right man for the job. Cora is to handle this crap.
Absolutely. But Chris says he's going to do the right thing. As we've all learned in life, sometimes the right thing is difficult to do. It's hard to do. And there's pushback and there's ramifications. We'll talk about those ramifications if Alex Cora indeed decides to move Rafael Devers off of third base, have him DH, have him play first, have him play somewhere else. What could those ramifications be? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Can you hear me?
No.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
She's is this AC/DC?
No.
Who is it?
This is Free.
Free?
Free. F-R-E-E, Free.
So you don't have to pay to download it. It's just free.
That's right. Free to you, free to me.
Who the
All
hell
right
is
now?
Free?
It's so funny. I always thought, Dan, thank you for the Spotify correction. I always thought it was Deep Purple, but that's my bad.
I've never heard of Free. Is this their lone hit?
I think they're a one-hit wonder, yeah.
Wow.
That's a hell of a hit.
It was. That's why I thought it was a real...
Variety.
Are we sure this is Free?
Yes, this has been confirmed
yes,
via
if you
the
download
most...
The
most usable resource we have, which is Wikipedia.
Huh. Yeah, if you also download the Odyssey app, it's always free.
That's a good point, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
See?
Company Andy Jumbo Hart, WEEI Afternoons, and that was Free with their lone hit that I've never heard of the band. Anyway, we're talking about Rafi Devers, the Boston Red Sox. The lines are loaded. Get back to you in 1 second, but I always like to include our friends on the text line. Fitzy, let me know if you agree with this. The 860 says, read the transcript with Devers. He never says he won't move to DH. What he actually said was he won't change his position just like that. Devers also says he wants to stay in Boston, but since media needs drama, it's not being reported correctly. So, A, I didn't read the transcript. I watched the video because I generally believe the video is way more valuable and the audio is way more valuable than the transcript. I've learned over the years sometimes when you read those aggregation blogs,
yeah,
it reads different than you watch it. And you watch it and you go, oh, that's not as salacious when I watch it and hear the tone or hear the...
No, because everyone rushes to get the clicks and the likes and the RTs and whatnot as opposed to actually understanding the nuance.
And sometimes,
context.
Like, they put a exclamation point where there maybe should be a comma or an ellipsis or a period. Like, it changes everything. So, no. Secondly, he was asked if he would move to DH and he said no. So... Yeah.
What's the hard part? Isn't that... No is a definitive, right? It's a reply in the negative?
Like, it's yes, and there... No means no, not to add this to the historic use of that term, but it's very simple. He said no, and that was in relation to moving to DH. So, yeah, he did say he won't move to DH. He did say, and then he alluded to... What he didn't say is he wanted to be traded. He alluded to that could be a possibility down the road if we go down that, and that's... The issue that Alex Cora faces is if Rafi Devers is all dug in on this, you got an issue. Like, I love what Alex Cora says there in that cut. Yeah, we're going to work him out at third base, and then we're going to do what's in the best interest of the team. Okay, perfect. Give him ground balls and spring training at third base, and then when we get to the regular season, put a D and an H next to his name in the lineup and send him out about his way. But what's he going to do? What is Devers going to do? As definitively as he said, he doesn't want a DH, and... Even alluding to he would at least consider the idea of asking for a trade, can you just force him to DH?
Guess not. I don't know exactly what's the relationship like between Cora and Devers. I don't think we necessarily know exactly how good the relationship is, but we're going to find out ASAMFP.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brian in Quinton. How do you feel about this little situation that's brewing with Rafi Devers and your Red Sox, Brian?
Yeah, you know what? Not to make it personal, but first time, 54 years old, first time going to opening day, 2 o'clock on a Friday, 20-something-year-old kid surprised me a month ago, last 24 hours, cloud nine. And here comes the wet blanket, as typical. Huh? And, you know, and not, you know, not to steal, you know, Wiggy's encyclopedia, but Ralphie Devers and Timmy Costos got to run their mouths. And it's like, you know, I get it. I mean, I'm still going to be true, blue, you know, red and blue. And it's just weird. Why? Why is this always us and not me? Just Red Sox Nation. And you guys are hitting it on the head. Like, believe me, there's people out there thinking it. I can't be the only one, you know. But
all right. Thanks for the call, Brian. It has left people at worst angry. I think Fitzy and I would fall under the reactionary, angry, annoyed classification. And then there's others that are like, wait a minute. Why are we going to do this now? We just got excited. We just got Bregman. We just got Crochet. We're just getting into this season. Why do we have to start? I use the analogy, Fitzy. It's a sunny day. You got a Porsche, and you're planning on going for one of those nice Sunday rides around town because it's spring. And you open the garage door. The top is down. And you accidentally threw it in reverse and backed into your own wall and didn't even get to leave the garage before you had to call the insurance company and file a claim. That's what this feels like. They didn't get out of the effing garage with their Porsche. Nope.
Didn't? Well, don't they always say most accidents happen within like a quarter mile of the house?
Within 6 inches of your garage door. That's what this feels like. And they can't even get out of their own way. One step forward, two steps back. We had finally, what do you think, will we get an updated photo from Linda Pizzuti?
No.
No? We're not, because I'd like to see what the reaction John Henry has now to his victory cigar celebration the other day. What would be the visual of how he's feeling now with his $300 million player refusing to change positions?
You ever see one of those like boardrooms where like an evil CEO has a button he can press where like it makes a chair disappear, like a hole opens and someone just drops down into a pit? I bet just finger on the button with John Henry emotionless staring at Devers.
We're gonna drop Devers into the pit of snakes and sharks with lasers.
See ya.
I would too. And that's the thing. Rafi Devers has always had a weird connection with fans. He reminds me a little bit of Tatum, where he doesn't have that true passionate connection with fans that Bogarts had, that I think Mookie Betts had. I think Devers was the third in that three train of popularity. If that's a three-car train, he was the caboose. And yet they're gone, and he gets his $300 million, and he's supposed to be the guy. You're excited, Fitzy, our jersey test. You should be running out there to get a Devers jersey. Well, I know he's going to be here 10 years. He makes $300 million. He's not going anywhere. He's going to hit 30 bombs. He's going to be our all-star. He's going to be this. And yet you don't really have that passion for him. And now, if anything, he just took a step back in his relationship with the fans, correct?
I think people have that passion for Jason Tatum. I see what you're going for, but I think there's the only disconnect with Tatum is sometimes the inconsistent effort and sometimes atonal performance or response to the way things go on the court. Whereas Devers, because of the language barrier or the lack of desire to connect with fans in the native language of the country, and the fact that he's a little pouty, I think that prohibits people from fully embracing him as the star he should be.
617-779-7937. How do you feel about Rafi Devers refusing to DH, refusing to move? How do you feel about Tristan Casas backing up his teammate and saying that's who should be playing third, Bregman should play second, and the young guy shouldn't even be up? Also, how do you feel about the fact that we just learned that Free became bad company, Fitzy? Free, after their one-hit wonder, became bad company, and that's why we're not familiar with them. WEEI Afternoons up next. We got Ted Johnson in the house. He's going to give us the athlete's perspective about the dumb stuff that's being said by Rafi Devers and Tristan Casas. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.